entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 182, and we've got a full podcast for you today. The room is full as well.
And it's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017.
A little delayed there, Layton?
Yep.
Voice you heard besides Layton's is Kyle. Kyle, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
And you can't hear Jeff, but Jeff is also here. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a few different things. We've got poll question to get out of the way. We've got my trip to LA, which Kyle was there as well. And Layton, you made a small purchase, I believe.
I did.
So let's get the small things out of the way first. The poll question that we had, a product review from Jeff. Poll question from 2 weeks ago. I know it's been a while since we've had the podcast. The question was, would you probably attend a live podcast recording in Napa Nee? There were four options because I wanted to know the four options. I'll just read off the four. The four options were yes. There was also an option for yes if there's a giveaway. And then option three was no, it's too far away, or no, I'm not interested. Now, I'm happy to report that there was no vote for no, I'm not interested. So I think people were just somewhat kind.
Oh, goody.
And there was a tie for yes, and a tie that received four votes, and four votes for no, it's too far away. So we have some people that at least say they would like to come, but it's too far away. I know if you're in Warsaw, Napa Nee is a little bit of a drive. And then there was also just a yes if there's a giveaway.
So if you're Johnny.
There was a total of six votes for yes, if you combine the yes and the yes if there's a giveaway. Mm. So that would be six people say they would come.
Oh, goody. Wow. What a show. Wow.
I still don't know if we're going to do it or not. And we'll keep on asking questions. But this whole poll, ties into our t-shirt idea. And the t-shirt that I made, I'm pretty proud of it. We have a couple different designs of it. Yeah, Kyle?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it, Ruben, until you showed me the picture this last weekend, and I was very impressed. Like, I'll definitely buy one.
They look pretty good. The shirts I was looking at were high-quality shirts, so it might be $25 per shirt because...
They're definitely worth that. I'd pay $40 for it.
$40?
Well, I'll sell one to you for $40. So we might do a pre-order so that we don't order more than what we can sell, but we'll get into that later. But the question that I had and wanted to discuss is the saying on the shirt is, your voice matters, and then on the back, but it doesn't count.
But
is that the way it should be? Should it be your voice matters, but it doesn't count? Or should it be your voice counts, but it doesn't matter? And I think we've said it two different ways.
I think we normally say it, your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
Or your vote. I think I said voice. I meant vote. So you're saying it should be your vote counts, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
I think that would be more technically more accurate.
Right.
And so that's probably what we'll end up going with. So there's a few designs we're playing around with, and we'll probably put out a teaser on Instagram and Facebook. So keep an eye on that. And those will be available before our 200th episode, regardless if we do a live podcast recording. Mm-hmm. And if we would, that would be something we would give away. I mean, not to everyone, but we would give away a few things. So we've got that taken care of. That's out of the way. Before we get to talking about Los Angeles, let's talk about your little purchase, Layton.
Yeah. Oh, getting ready. Getting ready for the big day. As in wedding.
Oh.
And when was it? We skipped last week, didn't we?
We did.
So that means I've owned a house for almost 2 weeks now.
Wow.
But yeah, bought a house in Napa Nee. And it's not like, okay, yeah, it's pretty tiny. It's like, it's pretty small. But I really like the layout.
I didn't think it was that small. It was like your average house in town, I would say.
It's a little townhouse, yeah.
So what about the layout? Makes it special, or do you like about it?
I just like how like the kitchen's way in the back. The living room is connected to the dining room. The bedroom is upstairs. I don't know. I just like the layout. It's good. And pretty much all we have to do is like repaint and maybe do some wallpaper changes. That's pretty much it.
As in remove wallpaper?
Yes.
And never put some on in your life?
Well, we thought about putting on that paintable wallpaper, but we decided against it.
Paintable wallpaper?
Yeah, they have wallpaper that you can paint.
Do you paint it before you put it up, or is it a design that you paint over the top? The wallpaper is designed?
The wallpaper is designed to accept paint on top of it.
So pretty much you're painting texture.
Yes.
The wallpaper is just texture.
Right.
And then you'd paint it one color?
Could you do any
different combination?
I mean, you could do any combination if you wanted to, but I think it's pretty much designed just for one color.
Okay.
So yeah, I am a homeowner.
How soon are you gonna move into your home?
I thought about it. And like I could totally move in before we get married. That would be whatever. That would be fine. But I thought about it. There are things that I would want at the house before. I mean, there are things that I would want that we could very possibly get at the wedding as a gift. And it would be annoying to have bought stuff already, and then it's like, oh, well, we got this as a gift. Oh, so now we have to return the gift. If I just wait to move in until after we're married, then it's like, well, we can see what we need to buy yet. That kind of thing. I don't know. It just makes more sense in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I think you should have us over to your house to hang out for one night before you're married. You would have to sleep there.
That's weird, Kyle.
Is it?
It's so weird. No, it's not weird.
To sleep there?
And we could just...
it's not furnished at all.
Yeah, but we could figure something out. Pizza and a movie. Perfect.
Yeah, but why would you do that when there's other homes that we
just
could...
to say we hung out there before he was married. I mean, as a last shebang.
Well,
maybe he could kick off his bachelor party. We could kick off his bachelor party at his house.
I don't think my house could take it. It's too old.
Okay, are you finished talking about your house?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on then. We didn't have a podcast last week because I was gone in Los Angeles. And I didn't think it would work out too well to do a podcast over the internet and just whatever. So I do want to talk a little bit about my time out there.
Okay.
And you can ask questions as much as you want to. Kyle also joined me out there, and we had a party.
We did.
I know.
We partied hard.
Kyle and I probably get accused of not doing enough stuff, just chilling.
Chilling.
But I tell you what, we really...
Did we not chill?
We got around.
We got around.
Wow.
I don't think there was a dull moment. Like, we...
We'll get into all that.
Oh, man.
I flew out Sunday.
Which Sunday?
Not this last Sunday, the Sunday before that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you. And I was going out to... I offered to build a website for a mission out there, a thrift store, nonprofit thrift store. And if you want to check out the website, it is done now. And it is laroadthriftstore.org. So you can check it out if you want to. It is mobile friendly. And I think it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It looks great.
Have a nice slider. It does look better on desktop because there's some elements you don't see on mobile. But check it out. I think it looks pretty good. So I went out there to refresh their website / build this new website for them. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of it done beforehand, but just needed to update some text, some photos, and do some tweaking out there. And so I went out Sunday. So Monday through Wednesday was while I was working on the website. And then Kyle came out Thursday evening. And I guess the one, just a few interesting things or strange things that just happened along the way. When I was in the O'Hare Airport.
That's in Chicago, right?
It's in Chicago, yes. I think everyone knows that. But thank you.
It's the busiest airport in the world. If
really?
You want to know, yeah.
More than JFK.
Most takeoffs and landings in a day, per day, of any airport in the world.
That's insane.
Yep.
Got there really early. I think my flight took off around a little after 6 a.m. local time, so it would have been 7 a.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two guys there standing in line, and they were clearly Chicago Bulls fans, and they looked a little...
Why? How could you tell that?
They had...
Their paraphernalia?
They had jerseys on, and they were carrying what I thought at first was just a soft-looking ball, basketball, with Chicago Bulls logo on it, but it ended up later, it was more of a bag/backpack maybe, but it clearly looked like it was for children, like a toddler.
Oh, okay.
But these two guys were carrying them, and it was just weird. It was early in the morning, and they were kind of chatting and talking.
Ugh. Who does that in the morning?
Who does that in the morning is right. And I did have one. There were the one guy was asking his friend was asking him, "Hey, what do you think? What do you think the spread's going to be for the Bulls when they play the Celtics? Because the series is over now, but the Bulls and the Celtics were playing." And so his friend guessed. And then I was going to say, they were right beside each other at that point. I started saying, I think it's 2.5 points, just because I follow spreads and I think it's fun and whatnot. But he never saw that I was ready to answer him. And then he blurted out what it was, and it was exactly 2.5 points.
Wow.
So it was kind of sad because I knew we would have had a great connection there.
although, you missed out so much.
Although it wasn't a connection I was even that excited to make anyway.
Aww.
But this is what was really annoying about these two gentlemen. When I sat down, when we boarded the plane, I was right across from them in the aisle.
Uh-huh.
And we boarded before a lot of other people did. And as other people were going past, if they had Chicago Bulls paraphernalia,
yeah,
the guy would say, "Oh yeah, hook 'em, man, hook 'em, go Bulls." And no one would respond to them. And he did it probably three different times to three different people. And no one would respond because it's 6 a.m., and no one cares about sports that early in the morning.
Really?
They just want to get boarded and then sleep for the few hours of their flight.
Why didn't you return the hook 'em?
Because I was not in the mood to talk. It was early in the morning.
I'm surprised.
And you weren't a Bulls fan.
And I'm not a Bulls fan. I don't know what the Pacers, what their
slogan would
be.
If you
would
have said, "Go Irish," we'd have been like, "Yeah, go Irish."
Yeah, we would have fist bumped and I would have said, "Go Irish."
Okay.
But he wasn't a Notre Dame fan, to my knowledge.
Right. Wow.
Interesting.
Sounds like a really intense.
Do you watch people a lot, Ruben, when you're in the airport? Like, you like really like to study people? I do.
I do.
I observe, yeah.
Although on the way out, primarily all I did was watch Netflix. I had downloaded some shows on Netflix, and that's pretty much all I did on the way back.
Mm-hmm. No, I like watching people in the airport, not like in a stalker way, just to like, hey, I wonder what they do, and I wonder what their life is like.
Well, yeah, when you're at the airport, you meet so many different people from so many different walks of life that it's just like really interesting.
Yeah, I met a person on the airplane on the way out. She is a lady from Chicago, about 60-year-old African-American lady that I talked to for a long time. I actually got her phone number and
are
her
you
church.
Ask her out or?
Yes. No.
She asked you out.
Pretty much. The interesting thing was she had campaigned for Hillary and met some Jewish lady while she was campaigning. So she's a Baptist. She's gone to Baptist church her entire life and everything like that. But she was a long conversation with her in the airplane while we were flying. And it was very interesting because she's almost switching over to being Jewish now. And she still goes to Baptist church, but she respects the Sabbath, like thing, and goes
so
to.
She has two holy days per week.
Yeah, she does. She does. She honestly does. And it was very interesting talking to her. So that was great.
Wow.
But I might go check out her church sometime. She told me to.
And her church is in Chicago.
Yeah, it's in Chicago. Yeah.
A synagogue.
A suburb of Chicago. No, she doesn't go to synagogue. She goes to Baptist church still, but she kind of does both. Like she, it's weird. Anyway.
Okay.
And they're just friends, this other person that her lady friend is just
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her husband died like 10 years ago, and yeah.
One other thing. After I got out to L.A., I was staying at a Airbnb, really nice place in the hills. Not Beverly or Hollywood, but just in some other hills.
In the Hollywood hills.
And Kyle told me, would this freak you out? Because I was with Kyle when I was looking at my Airbnb about a shared room or a shared house? Because the house I was staying at, there were other people there, but I had my own private room. So it was kind of like a hotel, except that the kitchen and the bathrooms were public or were intermingling areas.
So you had a private room instead of an entire home?
Correct.
dun, dun, dun.
And I didn't think that would be a problem. And it wasn't, except for two things.
Ooh.
Bathroom.
Number one, when I got into the shower the first time, everything was clean, nice. There was shampoo there from other guests. I took my own shampoo in. However, the next day when I went in and I looked down at the tub.
Yeah.
It was covered in hair.
Yep.
Lots and lots of hair.
What would you expect? That people would just be decent and clean up after themselves?
Yeah, like I do.
Wow, Kyle, that's crazy.
Just by chance.
All the hair off of the, out of the drain?
No, but my hair is short enough, it just like goes down the drain.
Ah, I see.
However, Kyle, I went to your house, which I would have expected to see much more hair because you're a hairy man.
And it wasn't that bad.
And it was clean. There was no hair.
Yes.
However, at this bathroom, there was
the reason that it was clean is because the cleaning lady cleaned the house on Thursday. I left on Thursday, went to LA, and then got back. So I had only used it once since it was cleaned. So it gets bad. Like
it gets so bad.
After a week of no cleaning.
It's covered in hair.
Why don't you just like walk? Don't you look down and just like see, oh, there's some hair, and just like wash
totally.
It down?
I am pretty responsible.
Whoever was staying in this house and using this bathroom did not do that.
Nice.
So every time I would get into the tub, the tub was beside the toilet and it had a sliding door. So I would reach around, open the sliding door beside the toilet, turn on the shower head, and then just position it and wash down the tub.
Got a fire hose.
Okay.
Yeah, to wash down the hair that was there.
Oh, yeah, Ruben, goodness. But it's so like an I told you so moment, because who cares? It's exactly what you have to expect when you're like sharing a room or sharing facilities with another person. It's just gross. Here's a great question though. What would you have done if you were taking a shower and somebody else came in and started using the toilet while
it's locked?
That would be hilarious though, wouldn't it? That'd be a great story.
It would be hilarious.
That would have been a great story. It'd be like, it'd be a good story.
What? We're all in the same
funny.
House. We're just living together.
they had locks on the door and there was a ton of sticky notes everywhere. Like the toilet had two different buttons to flush and it said use this button to flush it. And there was
LA.
On the light switch, there was I'll make sure to turn off the light so we don't use as much power. A whole bunch of sticky notes everywhere.
Everywhere.
However, my only other complaint about staying in this house with other people was that I had laundry to do. And one morning when I got up, I was ready to put my laundry in and there was wash done in the washer and in the dryer. And so I thought, well, no big deal. I still have a couple extra change of clothes. I get back that evening and there's still the same wash right there.
Oh.
And I'm like, whatever. Well, I still have enough for one more day. So the next day, when I get up the next morning to check,
it's still there.
And then that evening, it was gone, and then I could wash. And it happened one other time, and I went and just moved that person's wash into the dryer, washed my clothes, and then just swapped it, put it back in the washer again.
that's actually pretty awesome. Nothing happened.
I actually did dry it, too, but when I pulled it out, it was still kind of damp. And so I just put it back in the washer and ran another cycle on it.
You know that's going to smell so bad, like when they actually wore it.
There,
yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Because if you leave clothes in for even a couple hours, it can smell kind of like damp. But especially like overnight,
Overnight is rough. Yeah. You find all that out. You find out real quick what a good laundry system is when you live in a dorm for 15 months with like 30 guys.
That is crazy. Was it annoying or people were pretty good with it?
Most people were cool with the system. Our system was you put your laundry in the washer. If both washers are full, then you have to move somebody's laundry into the dryer and start that cycle of drying. If all the dryers are full,
how many washers
then you have to take it out and fold the laundry.
You had to fold other people's laundry?
I don't even fold my own laundry.
All except undies. Undies and socks were like, eh.
How many washers and
but
dryers?
But like shirts, you don't want those to wrinkle.
How many washers and dryers did you have?
When I was there, we had two washers and three dryers, I think.
Okay.
But I think they upped it maybe to a third washer.
Interesting.
But yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and some most guys were like cool with that system, but there were also some guys who absolutely hated it. Who just
which part did they hate? Doing other people's laundry.
Which I would not have liked to do that.
I took my time. I took my turns doing other people's laundry, and thus I didn't feel bad about not staying on top of my wash because I always took my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah.
Okay, that pretty much wraps up before Kyle gets there. And so pretty much when I was there, I was pretty much working most of the time. And one thing that I did want to mention, mm-hmm. You know how I've mentioned my friend Johnny before, and I'm going to pull a Johnny on you guys.
Oh, so no.
Spare us. You wouldn't believe what I did every day while I was there.
You worked on a computer.
Now, as we're all thinking, what possibly could Ruben have done?
I think I know.
Listening to a podcast.
Could he have, like, stolen money from a homeless person? Could he have maybe dumped over trash containers on his way home or graffitied something?
Oh, my.
No. I ate out of Mexican food every day while I was there before Kyle got there.
The same one?
No, different ones.
Oh, okay, okay.
Man, they had that many Mexican places.
I didn't even get close to hitting all of them.
Wow. Why is that pulling a Johnny, though?
Because Johnny always starts saying something as if it's like, he'll start saying, oh, you wouldn't believe what we did. And everyone in the room is like thinking, oh,
waiting
no.
Waiting with bated breath.
And it's, I went to a Mexican restaurant.
It's never anything. Yeah. It's never anything. It's like, you wouldn't believe when we went on our trip to Canada. You wouldn't believe it, but I caught the biggest walleye. It's stuff like that.
Speaking of Johnny, I haven't even seen him. Is he alive?
I think I saw it. I got a text from him the other day.
Cool.
Anyway, let's get back on track.
One time I was about to text him, and apparently he was about to text me too because I saw three dots appear, but then he never actually sent anything.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
That would have been hilarious. Oh, my.
So let's talk about when Kyle joined LA. But before we do that, Jeff, let's talk about your product review. Ooh. And I want to sample this product because my coffee cup is empty, and I'm pretty sure that you could take care of that problem.
Well, I feel
Jeff has a black box. It looks almost like a shoebox, and he pulled out what it looks like a really cool looking soda can.
Yeah. So those of you who know me know that I've been a fan of Death Wish Coffee for quite some time.
Quite some time.
Ever since I first heard of it. Anyways, so this here is a can of their Nitro Cold Brew. Basically, their version of cold brew coffee. It's somehow nitrogen infused, I guess. And it, like, Death Wish is a pretty big company now, but the first batch that they made of this stuff, they sold out within like 3 hours. Because I tried to buy some.
You managed to get some.
Well, this is the second batch. I had to wait for, I think it was 3 or 4 months for the second batch to come out. And I finally bought this. And I will say it's quite good. It's very strong coffee. Ruben,
could you pour me some?
Do you want to just drink it straight or do you want to?
I want to try it straight. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, did you hear that?
Yes. So it's nitrogen infused and therefore it kind of fizzes up when you pour it. But like I said, it's very, very
strong.
Does
the nitrogen make it healthier?
Or I think it just like pressurizes the can.
It smells really, really strong.
Death Wish Coffee is known for having the strongest coffee in the world. And what I mean by that is that it has the most caffeine per ounce of coffee like as brewed normally. So if you brew it the same strength as a normal, you know, cup of coffee, it actually has up to 3 times the caffeine.
It tastes like a cold espresso shot. I mean,
yeah, the cold brewing process is by default stronger. Mm-hmm. But I found the best way to drink this is to dilute it with water, about half and half. You can either drink it cold or hot.
It's either so strong that it's fried my taste buds, but I almost can't taste it.
Right.
Yeah, but I started drinking it straight the other day, and like, I couldn't get very far, and it just got really achy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it almost makes you sick. It's so strong.
So wait, like, if you're doing like 50-50, like half this cold brew and half, sorry, I should say nitro brew, half this nitro brew and half coffee, would you call that...
Or half water or half coffee?
Sorry, half yeah. water. Would you call that halfinated?
Let's pretend that never happened.
In all reality, it would still probably have more caffeine that way than a normal cup of coffee.
And if someone wants to buy some, can they go to Death Wish Coffee website?
Their website is called deathwishcoffee.com. They have...
And do they have another shipment available to buy?
Yeah, I think these are still available. To my knowledge, this batch is not sold out. So I think it looks like they're going to be stocked for the future now. But it's a little bit pricey, but I wanted to try the experience. I don't know if I'll buy it again just because it's like $5 a can. Mm. But it's how Death Wish Coffee is.
It's just expensive.
They are actually, it's pretty expensive. But
I love that you're into really coffee and that you, bring coffee for us. And we can reimburse you for this as well.
Oh, this is fine. This is a great way if you have trouble falling asleep in church. You get Death Wish Coffee and you drink one cup before church will keep you awake.
There you go, Kyle.
Are you insinuating something, Ruben?
I don't even have a mic for my defense, but I do know. Not fall asleep during church.
Oh, okay. Okay, very cool. Check that out, Death Wish Coffee. And if you just, on their website, it's probably on their homepage, they're featuring it.
I'm guessing.
But yeah, it's called the Nitro Brew.
Nitro Brew.
Okay, Kyle, there was one other thing before we talk about LA. I want to talk just about Uber rides in general. If you guys have any Uber, you can talk. I mean, you can swap with Jeff, unless Jeff has an Uber ride story. But I met some interesting people on my Uber ride. And I was about a mile from the house I was staying at was about a mile from the thrift store where I was working. And so I walked part of the time, and I got an Uber ride some of the time. But I had three interesting Uber ride experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But before any of the experiences, I noticed... The Uber driver can rate you. You know how you can give them 5 stars or 1 star?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the drivers can also rate you. And I wasn't a 5 star. I don't know what I did to upset someone, but I was a 4.8.
That's close enough.
I've ridden probably after this weekend, I've ridden probably 20 or 30 rides. So multiple people have given me less than 5 stars.
Less than 5 stars. Maybe you talk too much.
No, well, maybe you don't talk only enough. Only if they're reciprocating.
Maybe you breathe slightly heavy, and they just don't like the sound of your.
Do you have body odor?
No, I wear deodorant and cologne, so I don't think it was that.
Hmm.
Anyway, the three interesting Uber experiences I had. One was this guy was chatty, and I did an Uber pool, so there was someone else in the vehicle with us at the time. He wasn't talking much. But the Uber driver, we started talking about what else he does, and he has his own podcast.
Legit?
And it's primarily not legit, or not super popular, but it's a YouTube channel.
Okay.
But they sit around, round table style, kind of like we do, and they talk about pop culture and music. But he was talking about how he wanted to... do things a little bit differently, take a little bit further. Then his friend is the main guy who kind of hosts it or does it. Mm-hmm. But I did watch one of their videos, and I didn't finish watching it. But
it was that boring.
But it was still it was boring because I didn't know what they were talking about. They were talking about artists that I haven't heard of before.
Ugh.
Kyle's laughing because I don't know that many popular artists. I don't know that many popular artists because usually when I listen to music, I listen to music that I enjoy. I'm not a slave to the top 100.
I agree with you.
If it happens, that the music I like ends up being at the top of the charts, great. But I'm not just a slave to the top 100.
I'm kind of there with you.
But anyway, so that was the one interesting Uber experience. The other one was a dude probably in his mid-30s probably. And I asked him how long he's been in L.A., and what he does, and he says, he's actually on his way, after he drops me off, he's going to do an audition for a commercial. And I said, oh, cool. And I asked him, what other commercials have you done or videos have you been in? And he said that he was in the Call of Duty. It was in Tom Clancy's, one of Tom Clancy's video games. And it's a trailer where there's a child singing Silent Night or something. I did look it up on YouTube. I forget exactly what it was called. But he's one of the guys that he's a center person that has a flamethrower. going back and forth.
Not bad.
And he said when they were shooting it, it was, it looks cold in the video, but he said it was super hot, and he has a flamethrower gear on his back and has goggles on. He said when they were shooting it, he was sweating and his goggles were falling up. He couldn't see at all what he was doing, and the director was yelling at him, telling him to look this way and look that way, and he had no clue where he was going or where he was walking.
That's awesome.
I'll probably put a link of that in the on the webpage so you guys can watch it if you want to. And the other commercial that he was in was a Betty White video Super Bowl ad for Snickers, I believe.
Really?
And that one was no longer on YouTube,
with
said.
Betty White.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Seems legit.
So, and I asked him, well, why did they take it down? Well, he said they took it down because it was blowing up and it was getting a lot of views. And I asked him, well, just, well, so I.
Views.
Oh, we need to stop being popular. This is not good for our brand to be known.
Shush. I asked him, well, do you get paid, like, on a recurring basis, depending on how many times it's viewed? And he said that he does. So if an ad keeps on being played, he keeps on getting paid. Once they take it down, then he doesn't get paid anymore. So it could be true that's why they took it down.
But you'd think that it would still generate revenue for their company.
You would think so. You would think so.
It was a Snickers ad?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can probably find it somewhere on the internet, I'm pretty sure. Nothing's gone forever. And then the other one, Uber drivers, every time I've been an Uber ride, they've been extremely careful, looking both ways, looking at their GPS. But this one time, I was with an older gentleman, probably in his 40s, maybe 50s, and he was asking me, we were on the road turning left on a four-lane street, and as he was turning, he asked me, is this right? And I don't know where I'm going that well either, because I've just been there a few days. And he's looking back at me. I'm in the back seat, and I'm looking forward, and I see a car coming as we're turning left, and we're right in their lane. In the route of incoming traffic. The car saw him and was slowing down, but they did honk, and I think he was probably worried that he was going to get a 1-star.
Did you give him a 1-star?
I still gave him a 5-star.
Oh, wow.
That's at least worth just 4, like a 1-star deduction.
I think I'm probably too nice of a person. I probably should have given him a 4-star.
Yeah.
I gave
putting
somebody,
my life in danger.
I gave an Uber driver a 2-star rating once.
Really? Why?
It was in Chicago when we went up there to stay at the Trump Tower. And this lady was driving us and like,
I was with you in that vehicle. She couldn't figure out.
She could, like literally, I don't live in Chicago. I go there once a year, and I could still figure it out better than she did. Like, we were driving around for, what was it, probably 20 minutes till we got to 15, maybe?
I don't know if it was 20 minutes, but it was more than 10 minutes.
It was definitely an extra 10 minutes upon what we would normally would have been taking. And it was like a maybe 3/4 mile from
and
where
the,
we were.
The problem was that we were on a lower level and there's streets on top of streets, and she couldn't figure out how to get up to the top level where our hotel was.
And her GPS was acting up because it was on the lower level, but it still did tell her to turn the one time, and she didn't because she didn't think it was right, but it was totally right. So there was a point where I almost got out and just walked the rest of the way.
Do you have any Uber stories, Kyle?
No, not really, actually. I've had lots of interesting experiences, but it's not really, they're not really podcast worthy.
Okay.
Good conversations.
I will say Uber is a great way to ride around the city. We're actually planning I'm planning on going to Europe this summer, and we're planning on using Uber.
I didn't know they had Uber across the pond.
Uber started in Paris.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Let's Layton left the room, but we're going to start talking about Kyle and my experience in LA. Kyle, you got there kind of late Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we didn't do a whole lot Thursday night. We went out, got something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, you talked about the lady you met on the airport. Did you, anything else happen before you got to LA? And by the way, it was good to see you. Just to see a friendly face. I don't think I've ever been that happy to see you.
What? No, it was a good trip out there. Really windy when I got to LA. Really windy. I'm talking probably 50 mile an hour winds. Super, super windy.
But when you were landing, was it like a rough landing?
No, when I got outside and
the whole that whole week was windier than that's normal there. Yeah. They had some special name for the winds, but I don't remember what they were called.
Supposedly they get them every 2 years or whatever. But yeah,
Yeah, so, yeah, great trip out. It was interesting. I sat in the middle seat of the airplane, and I can't stand that, and that's why on the way back I upgraded my seats, one to an aisle seat and the other one to a first class seat because I just couldn't deal with it.
You went first class?
Well, it was just a wider seat. It was only $40 upcharge, so I was it's not even a thought.
Why not?
Anyway, but yeah, it was a great trip out there. When we got there, we went out to get some food, and we almost walked into a pretty questionable place. You remember that, Ruben?
Yeah.
And
we were trying to get food, and then some people were standing outside a doorway,
and it looked like a concert of some sort, like some low key concert. Like, let's check out some local whatever.
Bands.
Yeah. And then we decided not to.
Well, they didn't have food.
Yeah, but we decided to go get some food and then come back and check it out. Well, we went and got the food, come back, and the artists that were just up on stage were outside. And I kid you, I listened to some crazy music, okay? These guys were like out of this world crazy.
They were painted up in white. It gave me shivers as we walked past. It was
seeing them.
Yeah.
It was not like it was like Marilyn Manson, if anyone knows what that is. It was very Marilyn Manson-ish.
And
it was crazy. It was crazy, and I seen some crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's just
so we
freaky.
Decided to go in, obviously. No, I'm kidding. We skipped that.
It was getting later anyway, Thursday night, so we just went back to the hotel. And then Friday is when we really did a lot of stuff. We were in all four corners of LA pretty much. No, not totally. But I wanted to show Kyle the thrift store, so we went out for breakfast at a coffee shop that's near there. Stopped in at the thrift store, showed Kyle that, and then we headed west to the ocean.
Yes.
Went to Venice Beach, and I've been to beaches before in the Gulf, and usually, even during the summer, definitely during the winter, there's a lot of people there. When we went out to this beach, there was almost no one out there.
Really?
And this is, if you've ever heard of it, Venice Beach. Venice Beach, as far as I knew, was a very popular beach.
And I think part of it was because of how windy it was. Yeah. It was not typical LA weather. And I did hear someone else earlier say that LA people, they're always complaining about the weather, even if it's... if it drizzles for 15 minutes, they're complaining about the weather. So I think they're pretty picky. They have a high standard of what good weather is, and for good reason, because I was telling everyone this right been on the podcast, the weather out there it's perfect.
It is perfect.
In the sunshine, it's warm. You step 2 feet into the shade, it's cool. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was skeptical of how perfect the weather was going to be. It was absolutely perfect. Besides the wind, the temperature was it was great. It was even at night. It was maybe 65.
It was cool at night.
Yeah, and perfect. And then during the middle of the day, 79. You know, it was.
And it didn't even feel that hot.
It didn't. Wow. It was great.
And one other thing I've always heard about LA is that the traffic is just insane. You're locked up for hours, and it was bad,
Ruben,
but not as bad as I was expecting.
Are you kidding me, Ruben?
From what I've heard, I was expecting worse than that,
Ruben.
I know it took us forever to get back to the other part of LA.
We went to San Bernardino, and it took us 2 hours to get to San Bernardino, which is like a 30-mile drive. Two hours.
Just from what I've heard, I was expecting it to be worse than that.
Oh.
Anyway, so we were at Venice Beach. Kyle actually jumped in the water, and it was frigid. It was almost ice. I'm surprised there weren't glaciers within sight of land.
I kid you not, that water was so cold. And I am not one that shies away from a challenge. And Ruben obviously should have jumped in the water. He didn't, but it was incredibly cold. And there were some other people in the water also. But I'm telling you, this stuff, my legs were almost they were numb. They were actually numb when I came back. I kid you not.
When Kyle was in the water, two guys were jogging past, and they looked at him. Clearly, this guy's nuts. And they looked at me and said, "Oh, respect, man."
Yeah, to that, to me.
To they said it to me, but because of you.
Yeah, I mean, they respected
Kyle.
Yes, there was much, yes, admiration there is what I heard in their voice, or you heard in their voice.
I did hear admiration.
The interesting thing was that the wind was so strong that it blew sand like all into my clothes that I had like thrown on the beach there. It was blowing sand. So that was probably a big thing that the people weren't out there that much. But this beach is deep. I mean, it was from the water to where the to where the to wherever the shops and stuff were was at least 400 feet, I'd say. Right?
I'd say more than
if
that.
Not more. Yeah, yeah, it was
far.
Very deep and long. Yeah, it's crazy.
We did see one crazy person on the beach as well. A lady, older lady, although if she was on drugs, maybe she wasn't as old as she looked. But she was definitely, I've seen one other person that was definitely possessed before in El Salvador, and she was very close to that, acting the same way. It was around the they had some areas where, like a bathroom, which were just absolutely awful, and some shower areas too, where just outdoor, just to clean water or salt and sand off of you. And we were there, Kyle was washing himself completely off, I was washing off my legs from the sand and stuff, and then she walked over and she came over around the corner and looked like she was doing like a judo karate pose. Did you see that at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then she had to walk again, and then she looked nuts.
Yeah, and we don't really go into full detail probably of what she was doing.
Well, I'll go into this much detail. She had a very short skirt or dress on, and she used they had faucets there with the showers, and they also had air dryers, and she was drying herself off with the air dryer.
Not her hands. Yeah, it was interesting.
Ooh.
But, yeah, it was very interesting. I wanted to stay away from her.
Yeah.
And I don't shy away from much. But it was interesting.
We hopped on some bicycles. They had a cool bike sharing thing.
I forgot about that. Now that you say it, yes. That was fun.
And we biked for, I don't know, maybe a mile or two.
Then we went to a little side business trip to San Bernardino. That was a long Uber ride, 2-hour Uber ride.
Yeah.
And
Kyle works at PWI, and they sell a bunch of hoists. And one of their main suppliers is out in California.
Oh,
and
yes.
And so we, Ryan, Kyle's brother and the main guy at PWI, said we should go check them out. And it was really cool. They were really happy to see us, nice guys. And there was something interesting about the main guy at this hoist company.
Should I say it real quick? Okay, so this Max Chen is his name. The head guy of Black Bear Hoists in the United States, as far as he's head of the United States operations, which is not saying a whole ton. I'm not saying that he's like this really big top head guy, but he manages this. We got to talking a little bit, and they said, yeah, he knew we were from Indiana because they ship a ton of hoists to us, and we said, yeah, we're buried down there in Amish country, and that kind of what, you know, kind of started thinking about something.
Well, but and then he said, oh, Amish country, what country?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah, and his English was not very good at all, and so we kind of were trying to figure out what he was trying to say.
Because I thought he meant there's a different country that we're from that's called Amish country.
It was, yeah.
Maybe between the U.S. and Canada, or
there was a language barrier.
There was.
Then he proceeded to tell us that, well, I moved over here the day before 9/11, so you can figure that out. Basically, crazy circumstances. He asked us, so have you guys ever heard of a town called Shipshawana? And obviously, wow, that's crazy. Gets even crazier yet. I would suspect that most of the listeners of this show are probably Mennonite. And the crazy thing was, he said, yeah, I actually stayed with some people over in Shipshawana. And I said, well, wow, were they Amish? He stayed with them for 2 weeks. Were they Amish? He said, well, they were like Amish, but they drove cars and stuff. And so we were like, this is crazy. This guy has been in Shipshawana and stayed with a Mennonite couple for 2 weeks. And finally, it was the owner of the Shipshawana sale barn that he and his cousin had kind of stayed with their family. And it was really, yeah, it was a very small world kind of feel. And it kind of led him to say that he wants to come out and visit that area again and visit our shop and different things. It was really nice people.
Oh, very, yeah, very nice.
And it was interesting. Their shop is, or their warehouse is located like 3 miles away from where the San Bernardino shootings happened. So they were right there. But yeah.
And then after this, we had to get back to, we had a baseball game planned for later that night, Friday night.
We were scheduled tight. Like, we were. There was no.
We barely had time for the bike ride.
Yeah.
as far as making it back to Black Bear, the hoist company. But we went back to the hotel. It's kind of just to relax a little bit. And at the hotel, Kyle and I were arguing a little bit. He wanted to chill for a little bit. And this is interesting because of what happens after we got out of the hotel. But we get to the hotel, and Kyle says, I wanted to go eat. And you said, oh, let's just chill for a little bit. Set the alarm for 20 minutes. I said, I'll set it for 15. So I set it for 15 minutes. And so we're chilling there, snoozing a little bit. And none of us actually fell asleep, I don't think. I think we're watching TV or something. And then the alarm goes off, and so we mess around for a little bit longer. And then finally decide, okay, let's head out and let's go and find a place to eat, and then we'll go to the baseball game. The baseball game was at 7, and this was around maybe 5:45, 6 o'clock. We didn't really care if weren't there right on time. But then, so we get out of the hotel, start walking down the street, and as we're getting to the first, the end of the block, I see this guy coming our direction, and he's halfway through the street, and it looks like someone that I follow on YouTube, and I start, Kyle's, I think, a little bit behind me.
No, I was in front of you.
You were in front of me.
I was in front of you. You started saying something first.
I started saying, Kyle, is that Chris?
And I flipped out because I was thinking the same thing. Go ahead. You say who it was.
Well, basically, this guy is Chris Reagan. And he's not a famous YouTuber like PewDiePie or something like the big YouTubers, but he is one of the 20 or 30 YouTubers I do follow and that I follow pretty closely.
He has 300,000 subscribers, so that's pretty legit.
It's big. Yeah, it is big, but still not.
Definitely not. Yeah. Yeah.
And he wasn't. So, yeah, basically, we just said, it's Chris Reagan.
And we freaked out. And this guy is almost, if you want to picture this guy, it's Layton. It is Layton. This guy.
You put a picture honestly, on Instagram. Yeah. So if you guys want to see it, you can.
And it was amazing. I was totally fangirling out of the, like, it was, I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. And it was, yeah. It was awesome. And he was super nice.
He was really cool.
Super nice and acted like he had barely had any fans come up to me before, but it was great. It was awesome. Definitely the highlight of the trip, I'd say. That was
definitely. And especially when you put, I mean, if it would have been a minute later, he would have been past our hotel as we were going the other way. That's why I was saying.
He was 150 feet from our hotel when we met him.
That's why I was saying it was so by chance that we were kind of arguing about when we're going to leave, and then we finally did leave, and even where we were going to go eat, we weren't really sure.
Yeah. Very much by chance.
That's awesome.
And I would rather have met him than like an actor or someone that's clearly more popular, but this was way cooler.
Yeah.
And then, so we went, got something to eat, and then we went to the baseball game. And this is what kind of sad, because I am a Cubs fan. I'm not a huge fan. I've been a fan for about half a year now. But we did go to a Los Angeles Dodgers baseball game. They were playing the Phillies, and it was fun. I don't love baseball, but it was fun to go watch baseball game. Layton's back in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more about the baseball game that?
It was nice weather and fun, beach balls being thrown around, that kind of thing. It was fun, great experience. I liked it.
It was. All right.
One notable thing about the Dodgers game was that nobody showed up on time. I could not believe how many people did not show up on time.
I know. Even we weren't planning on showing up on time, but we did show up before the first pitch.
We were beside the building ready to go in before the first pitch, but we did not get into the stadium. No. It was the bottom of the first when we got
there. How do you remember that?
I'm aware. I told you. I actually said, hey, Ruben, look at the bottom of the first. The first inning was almost over. But when we got there, it was absolutely packed. There was probably 1,000 people ahead of us in line to go through security gates. And it was totally packed. And nobody was even in the game watching the first inning. It was very weird.
People started leaving when we started leaving at around the seventh. Leaving around the seventh
but
inning.
I would say about fifth or sixth inning was when it was the fullest. And it was just crazy how nobody really got there. When I went to a Cubs game last year, and everybody was there, definitely in the first inning. I would say. I mean, it was.
And by the way, we did have a Dodger dog, so that's kind of a big thing.
It was great.
One of the cool thing about the baseball experience. When we were leaving, we again got an Uber, and get this, they had a special area set off for Uber.
They had
5 Uber employees
were
there just kind of organizing it, making sure people had everything right. And they had, when you ask for an Uber, they gave you some extra information. They said that, oh, I'm in parking space A21. Mm-hmm. And so you knew exactly where your driver was. It was so quick and organized.
It was so amazing. That's cool. It was like caution taped area, and we walked in there, and the Uber people weren't like, they didn't have anything official capacity really. They just had, you saw Uber, they had like Uber jackets on, and walk up to you like, hey, do you, you know, need help finding a car? And we like, no, we got one. Ruben said, yeah, I got one. And they're like, oh, and they told, I could not have, it was incredible.
I was so impressed.
That was the most impressive Uber experience I've had yet, by far. It was, oh, wow. It was crazy.
It kind of makes me wonder. I mean, I feel kind of bad for Lyft. Just, I mean, like the little brother.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't. We didn't try Lyft at all, did we?
No, I heard that it's cheaper sometimes, but I never tried it. So that was Friday, a full day and a fun day. And so if you do go out to LA, do a lot of things. There are tons of things to do. Go to a baseball game, eat at a Mexican restaurant. And who knows, maybe you'll bump into a YouTuber that you follow. So this brings up Saturday. Saturday, we didn't do everything that we had wanted to do. We wanted to go to the observatory, but an Uber driver had told us you do need to get there early. Like, you want to get there around 9 o'clock or earlier. Otherwise, it gets so full, especially on the weekend, that they actually close the doors for a period of time to kind of let people get out of it to put new people through. So we decided to skip that. And then we... Kyle. Saturday then. We went to
such disdain.
We went to a coffee shop, kind of. Saturday was definitely more chilled, more your typical Kyle and Ruben experience. But we had done so much on Friday, I felt like we deserved to just chill for a little bit.
And it still ended up being a very busy day.
It did. We went back, we had to switch hotels because we could only stay where we were at for two nights, and so we got a hotel closer to the airport. And then we're kind of...
And so Ruben is dragging this big suitcase full of clothes around all of LA. And he asked the Uber driver to open the trunk so he can put this
thing in there. They love doing that.
Yeah, but that's then how they we earn, go, that's what's how they one of the most... Hey, stars. Jeff, what's one of the most famous things you can do in LA? Famous things, like what's very popular tourist attraction?
I don't know.
You do Layton.
Oh, in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, for sure, the ocean.
Okay, Layton was on there when we were talking.
What celebrity thing could you do besides touring Beverly Hills? Could you do that is very famous?
Oh, go to the Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood walk.
We did that. Got a picture of that.
The walk of fame. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. The stars.
Yeah.
So we do this, but while Ruben's toting this massive bag around, like, it looks like he's homeless. He's just cruising along with this really big bag.
At that moment, I was homeless.
it was interesting. But we got pictures with a lot of cool stars. We saw Donald Trump's star. That was cool. A bunch of different ones. And it was very busy in spots. We went to this store called La La Land, but I'm not sure if
it
was pronounced.
I think they pronounced it LA Land.
Yeah.
Which is a tongue.
And it was... It had so many. They had so many screens inside the store that were spelling out La La Land, and one, like, the L was probably 8 foot tall, and it was wrapped around a pillar. The screen was like a circular wrapped around. It was really cool. So you could see it from lots of different angles. Yeah. What it said it was really cool. Really cool.
And so yeah, Saturday afternoon, then we headed back to our new hotel, and then
one other thing I thought it was impressive. A lot of these stores are so used to LA's great weather that they still have AC and there's different things like that, but while their whole front is open. So like a lot of these stores you'd go into and they would have a 100-foot opening at the end of the store, but still pumping AC, and it was like awesome. You walked in there, but just it was a lot of this, it was often mild enough that they could do that, you know. It was really awesome.
And so we went back to the hotel then, and then we were kind of thinking about just turning in, and then Kyle saw that there was a band playing nearby, so we decided to go catch some music, and we did. It was fun. Great. I hadn't heard of them before, but it was cool.
And after the concert, which was pretty late, probably 11:30 or so, after the concert, there was no Uber people there organizing the event, and it was way crazier.
There was an Uber space, but there weren't actual Uber people there organizing it.
We ended up waiting for an Uber ride for 20 minutes probably, and then having to walk about four blocks to get.
It was probably 10 minutes we waited in our area.
Way longer than that.
And the Uber driver was on his way there. He wasn't in the lot already.
And then they couldn't get to
us. He texted me and said, hey, traffic's really slow. So we ended up just walking down to where he was. And we made it out safely.
But it was weird because there was a parking lot probably full of 100 vehicles that were all Uber drivers. And we couldn't get those. There was a standing space for people that had just ordered Ubers. And at least 100 people in there. And none of those people, for the most part, were getting those Uber rides. So we don't know who had those Uber rides reserved.
Our Uber driver told us that, well, sometimes they don't. The drivers don't check in or say, hey, I'm available to drive.
Right.
Because they wait until their rates adjust based on demand.
For how busy the surge price. Yeah. So they were just waiting.
For the surge price to go up.
And they'll make like $5 a mile if it gets like crazy enough.
All right, so that was the LA experience. It was a lot of fun. Weather is unbelievable, especially when you're back to Indiana and it's 50 degrees and dreary and no sunshine.
When I stepped off the airplane into Chicago, I actually liked the weather. The cold feels good. I am such a cold person.
It was too cold.
In my heart also. But it felt so good. And I just like being cold. It's a thing. But people behind me were like walking. I said, oh, this weather's so good. And they were like, oh, my word. I was just in Houston, Texas. Oh, my word. Yeah.
It was cold when we got back.
It was great.
And it was not great. Okay. I'm done with this podcast. Do you guys have anything more you wanted to?
I want to add something yet, just short little thing here. But some of you know already we have a club, and it is a car club. But it isn't your ordinary car club.
Tell people, people don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So,
it's the Northern Indiana Clunkers Club.
It's the Northern Indiana Clunkers Club. Basically, I do claim ownership of starting this because it was always my dream to have a cheap, junky daily driver that I could use as a secondary car, but also do whatever I wanted to, you know, drive around, bump into stuff, doesn't matter, because it's so cheap that it doesn't matter. It's not worth fixing even if you wreck it. It's cheaper just to take it to the scrapyard. Anyways, so I wanted to do this, and I told Nicholas about this idea.
Nicholas is my younger brother.
Yes, and he is like all on board. He is like, oh, I'm so going to do this too. And so eventually this grows into a group of, I think there's 9 of us now, maybe 10?
Yeah, 10 cars.
10 cars, and basically the rule is your car has to be worth less than $1,000, and you have to paint it yellow.
Yeah.
And so
people join if they're not even in Indiana?
Well, they probably could, but it wouldn't be as much fun.
Could they have another chapter in a different county?
They could. They could.
They totally could. That's a great Ruben, that's a great idea. Thank you.
So,
but if you do want to follow the original Clunker Club, Clunkers Club, how would they see?
So we have an Instagram page at NI Clunkers.
NI Clunkers, okay.
NI Clunkers. There's a couple videos on there, pictures of our cars. It's pretty cool. Kyle, do we have a Facebook page yet?
We do, and we've had one for a long time. It's just not been fully set up, so it's there. Yeah. I think there's like 30 or 40 likes on the page, but it's not. I only put a couple of photos on. Instagram is definitely where it's at. You should be on Instagram or Facebook anyway, but if you do go over to Facebook, there is a page there that will not have as heavy as updates as Instagram. Yeah.
And we do a lot of fun stuff together. We do races. We drive through fields when they're not planted, obviously. Sometimes accidentally when they are already planted. We play tug of war.
We actually beat the crap out of these cars. That's the whole thing. We run into each other almost for most people. Yeah, Jeff's trying to save his car to drive to work or something.
I don't want to totally destroy mine.
The fans want you to destroy your car.
But this is I'm not in it for a demolition. I'm in it to just drive the crap out of it. That's all I'm doing.
And so if people would want to drive with you, and how would they get hold of you though?
So they can
they can follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, they can message us on Instagram.
Message us on Instagram
or Facebook.
Them on the road.
Or just follow us on the road.
And paint your car yellow and start following us.
But big deal, we are planning on being at the Napanee Truck Pull this coming Saturday. If you want to come check us out, you just come over there. You'll see a bunch of yellow cars. And the big event of the weekend is we're going to take a van and put it on the dyno. Because why
one
not?
One of the clunker vans.
One of the clunker vans.
Yes.
Because why not?
Why not? And we should talk about official sponsorship of the actual truck pull. I think we could still get in on that. Get us a big sign, something.
I think us being there will be enough sponsorship.
All right, I think we've talked about the clunkers enough.
But come check us out. It will be a lot of fun. And if you have the extra cash laying around, it is a lot of fun to be in this club.
And if you see an NI Clunkers club car, it is your duty to go kick it and put a dent into it.
Yeah, yeah, please.
We will welcome it. We will cheer it, actually.
Probably not shattering windows, but you can kick
the side.
No,
not shattering windows, but definitely denting.
Denting
metal is totally good.
You can walk on it. You can jump on top of it. We've done that before. That's a lot of
fun.
If
the car still drives when you're done beating it up, then we're good.
And as long as it's street legal.
Yeah.
Like headlights are intact.
All right,
still
so if you
want
to follow
them,
NI Clunkers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
NI Clunkers at Instagram.
That's right.
At Instagram.
I'm still getting used to this social media thing. Layton, you're finally back.
I'm here.
Anything you wanted to say? Before we say what we've learned?
I still bought a house.
Okay. What did we learn today?
Am I supposed to start?
Sure.
I learned that drinking coffee on an empty stomach is not a good idea.
I learned something about Kyle. For some strange reason, he likes to hang out in empty houses. What? Well, you mentioned you want to go to your house while it's empty.
It wouldn't be empty if we were there, Ruben, making it fun.
Empty? There's no furniture in it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. You like to hang out in empty homes.
Guys, no arguing at the end of the podcast.
No arguing.
Jeffy, what did you learn?
I learned that you shouldn't argue at the end of the podcast.
And Kyle?
I learned that L.A., besides being like a super touristy attraction or whatever, is pretty cool.
One other thing I want to mention about LA too, just real quick. The people were actually, they were really friendly and nice. I know we hear the Midwest is where all the nice people are at, and people on the coasts are jerks and rude, but people in LA, they were really friendly. Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll probably have another poll up.
Ruben, what did you learn?
That Kyle likes to hang out at empty homes.
Sorry, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Check. We'll be back again. We'll have more information about the new T-shirts and mugs, and also if we will do a live podcast. We're still debating about that. Not sure if we're gonna do that. But if you guys if someone wants to submit a intro to the Layton's part about the day of the week, you can do that just by recording it. Send us an email. Anyway,
I still hold that some of our fans are lazy. Not all, but some.
And we could have repeats as well. So, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.